Brought to you by YRefi. Refinance your defaulted private student loans today at YRefi.com/Ramsey.
Today's question comes from Ethan in South Carolina. He says, my wife and I are both 28 and just got married. I am an employee benefits consultant and she's a trauma nurse. Together, we make about $200,000 before any commissions that I receive. We also are debt-free. We have about $150,000 in investments, $30,000 in a money market account, and are investing our 15% towards retirement. Very good. If I were your son, how would you recommend buying a house? We have been waiting for interest rates and housing prices to drop, but I always hear there's never a perfect time to buy. Is now the time for us to jump in? Yeah, Ethan, I think you're feeling the way a lot of people are feeling that are in your shoes, right? They're saying, okay, these interest rates are high. Should I wait? Like, truthfully, I have the money or I could start to save up more money, but I don't know, is now the right time? And I would say the right time to buy a house is when you can afford it. Like, not based on the market, not based on interest rates. Otherwise, you're trying to like play a timing game. But if you can afford to save the down payment and you can afford to get a mortgage where the payment is no more than 25% of your take-home pay all in, then get the house. And later on, if mortgage rates go down, you can always refinance, right? Like, you have options. You don't have to stay in that high interest rate. So for you guys, I think this is great. You have a great income. It sounds like you've got your 3 to 6 months of expenses. You are investing. You're doing really, really well. At this point, I would start saving up because it sounds like the $30,000 you have in the money market is your emergency fund, and you should not use your emergency fund as a down payment. So I just want to make that clear.
$150,000 in investments, unless that's retirement, you can use that.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point, Dave. It doesn't say, but if that $150,000 is in like stocks or just kind of like a brokerage sitting there, you could definitely use that, and I would.
Yeah. Okay. Interest rates are going to do what they're going to do. We don't know. House prices are not coming down. We do know that. There's a serious shortage of housing. There are more buyers than sellers, and there's no fix on the horizon for that. That's called a supply-demand pressure. It's seventh-grade economics. When there is a shortage of anything, the price holds steady or goes up. It does not go down. And interest rates don't cause it to go down. So interest rates have been up for about 18 months, and house prices have not gone down. Okay? It's that simple. The median house price is exactly what it was 12 months ago. It's $400,000 nationally, and it's not going anywhere. So that's what you're seeing. So don't wait on house prices to come down. So marry the house and date the rate.
Mm-hmm.
You can refinance your interest rates if they go down. Or pay them off and have a zero interest rate. That'd be cool. But
and if you want to get a pulse on what's going on in the market and you want to start learning more and leaning into that process and learning, you should visit our real estate home base, because you can go on there. And I mean, it's just chock full of all the information that you're going to need to kind of see what's going on, learn about areas that you don't feel as confident in, and ultimately get set up with one of our Ramsey trusted real estate agents that can help you through the entire process. So that's what I would do if I were you in your shoes, or if you were my son, which is...
Yeah. Perspective is the thing. So I'm old. So I've been walking around in the middle of this stock market thing for 40 plus years. I've been walking around this real estate thing for 40 plus years. And let me tell you, every year, I've been on the air for over 30 years talking about this. Every year someone says, oh, the stock market's artificially high. It has to come down. What goes up must come down. Hadn't done it. Went down a little bit here and there, but came back up more and it went down. And can you imagine if you had invested 32 years ago in a growth stock mutual fund, how much that would have gone up?
Oh, man.
Oh, and let me help you with this. 1978, I sold my first house for $42,500 as a real estate broker. I was 18 years old. Can you imagine if you owned that house from 1978 that guy paid $42,500 for?
Man.
You understand that's an $800,000 house now. But they have to come down. No. They don't. Nope. They don't. And they never have.
Yeah.
There's no historic data that indicates that. So date the rate, marry the house. Get a house bought when you have the money. And if rates come down and you can get a cheaper rate than 5%, which is so freaking high, I don't know how I don't know how you people are surviving.
Talk
with
about the '80s, Dave. I love when you talk about the 80s rates.
Man, yeah, it's whining about 5%. But anyway, yeah, it's because it's compared to 3 instead of compared to 12. If it was 12 and it went down to 5, everybody'd be celebrating. There'd be Mardi Gras in the streets. But instead, it went from 3 to 6 and down to 5, and everybody's, oh, God, we're dying. Yeah. Okay. So you better get a house because the next round of real estate prospering, these houses are going to shoot up again. So you're ready to get a house, go get one. Why Refi? Refinances delinquent private student loans for struggling borrowers. Learn more at YREFY.com/Ramsey.